Okay, well, do the final word section, and congratulations, you made it.
Do you want them to download their checklists and worksheets, Dan?
I think they know that there's a checklist and worksheet to download.
Yeah, congratulations on making it this far if you have listened to all of our modules. I mean, I know, you know, there's a lot to get through. I know we've tried to provide shortcuts in the form of our checklists and worksheets and things like that. But if you've actually took the time to listen to everything we've got to say, congratulations.
Yeah, well done. Okay, final words. Now, your launch, once you've launched a product, it's not the end. You know, you can work on that product, you can work with that product, you can create ad campaigns, you can contact other affiliates, you can actually try to push the most out of that product you possibly can. But at some point in your online career, you're going to have to think about your next launch.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to point out, you know, you sometimes get the odd marketer, or there's sometimes on the grapevine, there's people saying that launching products is dead or dying or whatever. Nothing could be further from the truth. You know, there's million-dollar launches happening almost on a daily basis in the internet marketing world. And usually someone who's telling you product launches are dying or dead is launching a product. So how ironic is that? I've been launching products since 2003, and it's something I do actually more now than I've ever done. Launching products makes me money, builds my list, and builds my business. And you should always be focusing on the next launch. Once, you know, once you've got a launch over, you should literally have something else lined up. Hopefully, you know, you've got 4 to 6 launches planned throughout a 12-month period, and you know what's coming next. And, yeah, and obviously, you can still keep working on your existing product. You can still keep sending traffic and doing what you're doing. But you then need to be thinking of doing this all over again. And, you know, the first few times you do it, you're going to hit roadblocks, you're going to have issues, you're going to have problems, things are going to go wrong, but you learn from that. And you know, that's what makes each launch bigger and better.
I think with product development control, or John, it's product launch control, sorry. Product launch control, it gives you an actual leg up, doesn't it? It helps you out. It gives you a step-by-step guide. There's a lot of checklists. There's a lot of things to take in. Yes, I know. So if you are struggling with any aspects or element of it, go through it again, take a look at it, and just look at launch. But another good thing as well is to analyze other people's launches, isn't it?
Big one.
This is how you can actually learn and add elements to your own launch by watching other people. See, a lot of people just see a launch going on and think, oh no, it's another launch. But I watch launches, John watches launches. Most product owners and product developers and people who are launching their own products look at other people's launches and analyse those launches and incorporate certain aspects into their own.
Yeah, that's a good tip actually, Dan, watching other people's launches. You know, you should be watching what's going on. Watch the big JVs over the day products, and watch the, you know, the big launches where every man and his dog's promoting. Yeah, you get sick of the emails, but why is everyone promoting that product? What is making that product so special that everyone's promoting it? You know, so make sure you keep an eye on things like that.
Yeah. Okay, relationship building. And yes, we've talked about this before, but, you know, don't discount relationship building. It's, you know, it can be very lucrative. Everybody needs help. Everybody needs support from joint venture partners. Everybody needs help within their own business with problems that they have, technical issues, graphics. You know, build relationships. Build relationships with all kinds of people that are going to help motivate, improve, and, you know, in the long term, extend your business to greater heights.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone on about this so much, but we can't stress the importance of building relationships with potential JV partners. You know, by being active in social media, by helping other people, by responding to emails, by going to live events. All of these things combined are what builds the relationships up. And so when you do have a launch, you know you've got a handful of people, you know, that you can count on, that will be there to support you.
Yeah, I mean, go that extra mile, and, you know, thank you cards, gifts, bottles of whiskey, John.
Thank you.
That has been done before. Yeah. I've sent bottles of champagne to America to, you know, successful JV partners that have helped me out just on spec. Just thank you for your support last month. You know, they've been given their prizes, they've been given their, you know, their leaderboard, kudos, everything. And but it doesn't end there, you know. It doesn't end there, you know. Obviously, it's nice to get surprises. Now, this is a big one.
Yeah.
Learn from every launch. There's always something that will go wrong. I've never seen a perfect launch. I don't think I've had a perfect launch.
Yeah, there's always something somewhere.
There's always something you think the next day, or when it's all over, you think, how can I analyse that?
Yeah.
Now, it is a good idea to sit down, look at how your launch went, and how can you improve on that? How can it get better?
Yeah, I mean, you will probably find you'll do some things differently next time, and you might think, I did that competition wrong, or I made a mistake there. I mean, one example I've mentioned before was when I had a pre-launch competition, and I didn't have terms that made the people have to promote the main launch. Yep. Someone basically stung me of $2,500 by just sending me leads that didn't really convert. And little things like that you learn from. I'll never do that again, that's for sure. And that was all because I didn't have a clause in my competition rules that stated you have to promote the main product as well to claim a pre-launch prize. But anyway, you will do little things like this. You'll have ideas. You'll make mistakes. You'll do things right. You'll do things wrong. Things will go wrong. Things will go right. Just learn from it and take it forward to the next launch. And what you'll find is, after you've done this a few times, it becomes so easy to do. Standard little soft launches are something I could create a product and launch it within 24 hours if I put my mind to it. If someone came to me with an idea, I could create the product. And I could launch it within 24 hours, and that's all because of the amount of times I've done this.
Yeah.
So not every launch has to be an epic, big launch on epic proportions with tons and tons of JVs and things like that. Sometimes a soft launch, just a quick idea, bringing it to market within a week or two, can make you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 as well. Just quick launches, so don't ever underestimate that as well. It's not just all about having the big epic launches. It's about having the little mini launches as well, and the soft launches that can sometimes snowball anywhere. Sometimes you can create a simple training video, sell it for $10, put a funnel in place, and make
six figures.
Yeah, it can happen. Yes. And that's all from learning learning from everything you do.
Okay, right. That was very short and sweet in the final words section. But it's just to get basically to round off the module, isn't it, John? Just basically to round off the whole course in general. Now, don't forget, there is mind maps and worksheets on every level, on every module. Check out the resources section as well, because if you are struggling or you're not quite sure how to create the product for your launch, then we have a $1 trial at the moment that leads to John's coaching program, and I am supporting that with a very cool bonus. And you can check that out below and above, and there are a couple of banners around the members area as well. So don't forget that. Don't forget the resources section. Don't forget the support section. And if you have any questions, just get in touch.
Yeah, I think we are here to help. The big thing we'll finish on here, guys, is if you need anything from us, we're here to help. Okay. We are available, we are real people. Yes, we have support desks, but you can get in touch with us personally should it be required. So you've got the support link in the members area. Use that if you need anything, and keep us updated with your launches. We'd love to see you. Yeah. We would love to see you have a successful launch. And another thing as well, if you can provide us with any testimonials, what you think of the training that we can use to take this forward, that would be brilliant too.
Yeah. And then also don't forget to use our Facebook group as well. It's all there. Right, thanks for listening to all the modules and sticking through with us. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, and congratulations on getting this far.
Yes, well done. Thanks very much. Goodbye.